In 1986, a twinge of sheer panic hit when my newlywed husband, David, ordered wall-to-wall carpeting. "What if we move?" I protested. Like nomads, my immigrant family carried any carpets we could afford wherever my father's business consulting took us, from New Delhi through Montreal, where I was born. And wherever I've lived, London, Toronto, New York, my important stuff fit in one bag, always packed and stowed by the door. David teased, "I'm not moving. Are you moving soon?" I came to Milwaukee in the early 80s. Like my fellow Marquette students, I trolled Gimbel's basement for bargains and used a computer the size of a small building to solve finance problems for MBA classes. Unlike my classmates, I called overseas relatives every time the Milwaukee Journal reported disasters. Perceptions of Milwaukee number as many as the residents of its metro area. Mine is of a cautious people, resentful of privilege, nervous when we have or spend too much. Bragging is reserved for salespeople, fast talk for Chicagoans. For my fellow Milwaukeeans, violence and accidents happen at a distance, with the exception of Bambi, Dahmer, and Big Blue. We seem content with all Washington does in our name and ever surprised by corruption reported anywhere north of Chicago. I perch on the periphery of downtown, East Side Milwaukee. Successful immigrants who built mansions along the Lake Michigan shoreline rarely return to the old country. Telecom and transport allow me to embrace this city and this country without denying ties to the rest of the planet. Streets run at a kink to those on the other side of the Milwaukee River, the result of the competing egos of Milwaukee's first developers. Walking by the lake, I delight myself with my adopted city's greatest asset, fresh water. So, what's an Indo-Canadian American like me doing in Milwaukee? I asked myself this when my religious community, the Sikhs, contended with waves of purism after 9/11 all the way to 2012 when a neo-Nazi gunman shot 6 people worshipping at my temple in Oak Creek. It's not the whiff of alewives. Maybe it's the summer jet skis, the winter skating, ice fishing. Where else would I find eclectic things that, like myself, just ended up here? How did the Black Holocaust Museum end up in Milwaukee? Or the collection of Tolkien's papers at the Marquette University Library? How come there's a statue of Bobby Burns in Milwaukee and people gather on his birthday in sub-zero weather to read his poems? I'm no longer a newcomer, dazzled by promises carved on the Statue of Liberty. Today I can live anywhere and have a cosmopolitan career. It's been almost 28 years since David and I bought our first wall-to-wall carpeting, and Milwaukee has moved from static and poor cousin of Chicago to a city that boasts a building ready to fly. Maybe I, too, have ended up just where I'm supposed to be.